Ever heard a joke and wondered, did that really happen?
My name's Neil Mackay, host of a Vietnam podcast and a comedian. Long before I ever started comedy, when I heard comedians tell the craziest, funniest stories, I would always wonder just this. And if I got the chance to meet them after the show, I would always ask them straight away, did that really happen? 9 times out of 10, the answer was yes. But the difference between sharing a funny story with friends and telling it on stage is a comedian's ability to take those moments and craft them into a well-worked joke. In each episode of this podcast, we'll talk to comedians from around the world, play you one of their favorite jokes, then ask them, did that really happen? My guest is Stephen Osborne, a Floridian degenerate living in northern Germany. He's not sure what a one-liner is, but he's sure it can be as simple as what Google leads you to believe. Let's hear his joke.
I just put women's underwear into boxes at a women's underwear warehouse. It's just a perfect job for me because I'm a pervert. It's really cool. And I get to say that I'm a professional boxer, and women love that. You know what else women love is finding little fortune cookie fortunes in their underwear when they open it up, but instead of lucky numbers on the back, it's my number. So, because I'm a romantic, you know, this is how, it's like a backwards mail order bride situation, is how I like to think of it. And I'm trying to, I'm hoping a girl will just call me and be like, you're my soulmate, and we get married, I get some sweet, sweet German healthcare, it'll be perfect. You know? And, it's true, you know, it's weird that you can just like live and work and pay taxes in a country for years. And not become a citizen, you know, but if you just marry someone that's already a citizen, that's just like the easiest way to get in. It's like, they're just like, it would be nice if you had like some education or a job, but you know what would be really great? Just promise to only fuck one person while you're here. Like, that'd be cool. Like, are they terrified of a sexy refugee crisis or something? Because I am. Frankly, that's one of my biggest fears. But my job has its perks. I had the best day of my life the other day, best day of my life, because I was putting a label on a box with a name and an address on it, and I swear to God this is true, I was mailing underwear to a woman named Marceline Butterdick Donker. I'm going to say it again because it's fun to say, Marceline Butterdick Donker. And the greatest thing about Butterdick Donker is that it's a hyphenated name. That was a choice at some point, right? Like, someone named Donker met the love of their life, and they're just like, baby, I would love to take your name, but I can't just turn my back on that Butterdick heritage. Like, we gotta put these things together. And I almost did not use her real name because I didn't want you, like, animals going out and looking her up and harassing her. But this woman who's done nothing but bring me more joy than any other woman in my entire life, just based on her name. But I couldn't write anything better than Marceline Butterdick Donker, you know? Like, It's just too good.
So, Stephen, did that really happen?
Well, let me start with the first part, I guess. So, yeah, I was actually I would pack women's underwear into boxes at a women's underwear warehouse. That's been my job as I've been a master's student here in Germany for a little bit. And that's been the best part of my education, actually, is, you know, packing underwear into boxes. I don't know. It's been the easiest job I've ever had, for one thing. The part about the fortune cookies, like putting like my number into the boxes, no, that didn't happen because I don't want German girls calling me. I barely speak the language. I don't know. I feel like that would be awkward at best, you know. But there was actually one. Yeah.
I was just going to say, so where did the inspiration for that? Thankfully, it didn't really happen.
Yeah, I was about to say, like...
Yeah.
There was, like, this one time I was packing the boxes, and I got one order, and there was just, like, this random handwritten note, like, in the underwear, in cursive, in German, like, bad curse. I didn't understand anything in it. And I was like, does this go into the box? Like, I had, like, a little bit of an existential crisis there. Is this like, what if it's something creepy, you know, and now it's got my fingerprint on it and I'm putting in this woman's underwear box. And I eventually just said, you know what, screw it. I'm just going to put it in the box. and I sent it away. And it haunted me for the rest of the day. And that's where that came from, basically. It's just like, I could just have put my number in there. I could have put like my address. I could have put anything in there.
I love your thinking. No one would have done anything. Because I would have been thinking the same thing, probably. Like, my fingerprints are on this. What if the German FBI looked this up? Like, now I'm implicated in this.
Yeah. And imagine opening up a box of underwear that you ordered off the internet. And there's just some creepy, cursive German handwritten threat.
If you don't know what it says as well, it could be from anyone. It could say anything. Yeah, that's pretty terrifying. So that gave you the inspiration to then put your number in the fortune cookies.
Right. And also, I went also into the next thing about the sexy refugee crisis or whatever. Like, that's also something I think about quite often. It's just like, that's just one way that hot people have it really easy, you know? They can just get into any country as long as they're just willing to marry somebody. That seems like a pretty easy way of doing it. I have to jump through so many hoops just to stay in this country another 6 months, you know?
Well, it's the same here in Vietnam. Yeah. Like, you know, for anyone who's not married to a local, you just have, it's pretty much the exact same. You have to jump through so many hoops every 3, 6, 12 months, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and you know what they say, like, God favors the risk takers, I guess. You know, people who just throw their number into the box, the literal box. Of boxers. I don't know. No.
And then the name.
And then that goes into the next point about a Marceline Burger Dick Donker. That actually was 100% real. That was a 100% real name that I saw on the boxes. And I laughed about that all day. It brought me so much joy.
This is why I love comedy. And this is why I've came up with this concept, because just these things where you hear these names, you just, if you hear you doing this on stand up on stage, you just think, like, there's no way this is real, he's made this up. And I remember asking people in the beginning, you know, did that really happen? And they're just like, there's no way I'm not creative enough to make this up.
No, that's not even the craziest name that I saw on those boxes. Like, I had like every, all of them were going to the Netherlands, by the way. Every crazy name I saw was going to the Netherlands. There was like Wrong Wrong Dong, I remember. Joke Wonk. I think it's pronounced Yoka Wonk, but it's spelled like JOKEWONK. And apparently that's a fairly common name in the Netherlands, is Joke Wonk. But no, I don't remember if it was Marceline Burger Dick Donker or Marceline Butter Dick Donker. I think Burger Dick Donker sounds a little more like realistic. It doesn't matter. Like, it's, no one's going to believe it anyway, but it's something like that. It was close enough. That I thought about it all day.
So where is your biggest inspiration then for jokes?
Outside of underwear? I don't know. probably just conversations that I have with people. Just being surrounded by funny people. And I'll say something that makes somebody laugh. And like, I'll think about it like a day later and then just edit it for another couple of days until it's pared down into something different, completely different. Or I will just be looking at a box of underwear. And that works its way in also.
I'm similar. Mostly it's my wife is my sounding board. So if I say something and then she laughs, I'm like, oh, that's a joke. And I'll use that before. Mm-hmm. And do you write your material much? Like, I always hear comedians say like, oh, I'm going to be doing writing today. Or I was writing all day. And I'm like, I don't ever do that. But then another comedian.
I definitely edit. Like, I will pare things down. I'll run things by other people. Sometimes I'll just like slap a bit into a conversation with someone new just to see how they'll react to it.
I do that too. I did that last week and my friend called me out on it. He's like, is that a new bit? And I was like, yeah, I was trying something new there. And he's like, yeah, no, he didn't laugh at it.
I mean, it's gotten to the point where people are just like, oh, that's going to be a great bit. And I'm just like, no, that would never work on stage. But just enjoy it in the moment, please. I'm trying to think what the last thing I'd said that was like that was. It was... We were talking about the kandaroo. Do you know what the kandaroo is?
No.
It's like, it's this fish in the Amazon that swims up your pee into your urethra. And like, farts come out of it. And we were talking about like how cool it would be. You know those Asian massage places that have like fish that just eat your foot skin? Yeah. How cool it would be to have like a happy ending that's just a kandaroo coming into your urethra. And it's called like the semen salmon. And I was like, that would never, ever work on stage, but we can laugh about that right now. And they're like, no, that'd be a great bit. That'd be a great bit. No, it would not. It would not be a good bit. But it is funny. Yeah.
It reminds me of the How I Met Your Mother. Have you watched that? When Marshall tries to do salmon and his host set is just basically like saying fish names because he thinks they're all hilarious. He's like, salmon. And he just
Was he doing like a stand-up set?
Yeah. He's doing a stand-up.
Oh, that's awesome. Like, I try to get into noun comedy. I have to even have a bit about that where it's just like names of badass insects. Did you get to that part of the video I sent you? I don't know.
No, I hadn't seen that bit.
Should I just do it? Because it's basically the same thing.
Go on.
It's just about like murder hornets, like how I missed murder hornets in 2020. But I'm hoping that we get more badass insects like killer bees. Like maybe we can get mandatory assisted suicide crabs. Or I piss on your grave lobsters, or slaying mantis, gang rape ants, noun comedy. This is noun comedy. I think that's the future of comedy. That and Zoom comedy for sure.
That's what Marshall from How I Met Your Mother missed out on. He just thought it was funny to just name fish. Like, no, there was no comedy to it. He was just like trout, salmon. Like, it was like, well, so thank you so much for explaining that. Of course, there's always some sort of reality to most people's jokes. So tell people listening, where can they follow you? Where can they find you on the socials? Where can they watch you next? If you can, who knows what's happening with lockdowns around the world?
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, I'm on Steve M.O. Comedy on Instagram. I mean, I have YouTube videos. I'm on Facebook, also Stephen Osborne. I guess that's about it. You can find me on Tinder as well.
we'll put all the links below, so you can put your Tinder link if you want.
I don't know if they even have Tinder links, but no, I'll be around Germany for a little bit. I don't know. I might go back to the States at some point in the near future. I'll keep you updated.
Awesome. So make sure, guys, check it out in the links below. You can connect with Steve and you can either hopefully see him somewhere in Germany or America when he goes back. Awesome. Thank you so much, Stephen, for joining us. It's been amazing.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Cheers.